This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado hit a tragic pandemic milestone today. More than 10,000 people have now died from the coronavirus in the state. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
According to the state's dashboard, 10,018 people have now died due to COVID-19. Colorado reached that threshold on the one-year anniversary of the first shipment of vaccines arriving in the state. 45% of the deaths occurred in those older than 80. Men represent about 55% of the deaths, compared with about 44% for women. This fall's surge has been the state's second deadliest. More than 200 people died of the coronavirus for six straight weeks until the last week in November. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council questioned experts and community members yesterday about planning for emergency evacuations. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A citizens group recently proposed a safety ordinance that would require the city to evaluate how long it would take to evacuate an area before allowing new development. During this follow-up session, experts spoke about how traffic modeling can be used for emergency planning. Council members also posed a number of questions for city staff to answer about existing conditions, including fire mitigation standards in the wildland-urban interface. Those answers are expected when council is scheduled to take up the topic again in February. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
It's 6:06.